Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And of course I get on here and I start adjusting my mic. I hope you're well. I'm an intuitive and I'm a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you're ready to go to the next level, I want to support you in doing that. Intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to the massive result intuitive coaching package. All right. Many of you are maybe on vacation or business is a little bit slower and you have a little more time. And I hope you're social distancing and doing your own thing right now as our planet desperately needs to heal, particularly here in the U.S., particularly here in California. So what can you do during this time if you are alone? I did a show on spending a holiday alone, but what are some activities you can do to manifest the life of your dreams? Well, the most obvious and probably the most popular one in the New Age space is you can make a vision board. And I mean, I like vision boards to be digital. So I go through and pick out images and then I put them in a folder on my phone. And then depending on where I'm at in my life, I'll be regularly looking at those images and feeling the feelings of having whatever is in those pictures to manifest that. You can do the same thing if you're not, if you prefer not to do it digitally, you can definitely do a traditional vision board where you get one of those poster boards and a stack of magazines and you start cutting out images and putting them on your board. What I will say about vision board, images that really resonate with your desire, either it's pretty much the exact thing or it's so close that it would feel exactly the same way if you got it. I would caution you against putting things on your board you don't want to create. I know a friend of mine loves vision boards and she always, around weight loss, she'll have the before and after. And it seems like she looks more and more like the before picture. Like she picks like the worst, like before picture. And so we do create, right? We create with our beliefs. We create with our minds. We create with our energy. We create with our words. We create with what we're seeing over and over and over again. And so I would say, unless you can get behind the energy of having a big transformation, right? So then that before or after is not just about weight loss, it's about the experience of going from one size to a smaller size, and you put energy behind that experience, right? Then put that on the vision board. But if it's just to lose weight, then put an image of what you'd like your body to look like. And truly think about it. Just don't throw something up there like that's smaller than me or that person looks really attractive. Really think about like what your body would look like if you were at your ideal size and then put that photo there. The same goes for anything you're trying to manifest. Really focus on specifically bringing that experience into your body and then finding an image that matches that. Okay. Next thing you can do is, of course, meditate. I love guided meditations. I love Oren DeBenn. You've heard me say that a lot, orindeben.com. I love their meditations. They're longer. 9 times out of 10, if I put one of their meditations on, the likelihood of me falling asleep is pretty high. but I'm of the belief, I learned this from Louise Hay, that your subconscious mind will still hear everything it needs to hear. So I would recommend, doing more meditation. And you can start your meditation with that de-stressing breathing, the breathing that resets the nervous system I spoke about in a couple of shows ago. Inhale for five, hold for five, exhale for five, and do five rounds of that at the beginning of the meditation. And it can help you really, really wind your way in to a place of relaxation. But any meditation would work. There's tons of them on YouTube. Not all of them are high quality, so really pray first and ask to draw to you the best meditation for you. Also, work on your mind. It's a wonderful time to have affirmations playing all the time. You know, I just have them at a low volume in the background. I always have affirmations playing nowadays. It fills my house with energy, and I like that. But pick some affirmations that really work for you. If you're looking for love, find some really good affirmations for love and play them at a low volume continuously. You can't do them too much. if you're wanting to manifest money, there's so many good affirmation recordings from You Are Creator on YouTube to manifest money. Oren DeBenn also has, I know for sure they have an abundance affirmations. It's really great. And that one, if you bought that one, and I'm not affiliated with them, it comes with a meditation too. So you can, it's like two things you can do with that. Yeah, take advantage of affirmations and meditation. This is the time. It's quiet. It gets dark earlier. You know, I love watching shows. I just binge the show. But in between, I get to do all my spiritual stuff as well. Light a candle. What a beautiful time to really call in what you desire. I think this is the best time to call in what you desire. It seems like things I call in December, I see immediately at come the first of the year or you know, right before the year closes and then into the beginning of February. So the seeds you plant right now energetically towards your manifestation, you will see them either rapidly before the close of the year, in January, and at the beginning of February. Okay, so why not, right? Why not go for it? Always write down what you want. Your pure, cleanest desire is magnetic. Once you can get to the purest, cleanest desire, right, and you've let go of all of the stories you're telling yourself about that desire, you can manifest the purest, cleanest desire rapidly. So I would just keep writing it down and keep asking yourself and saying, okay, what is it that I really want? Like, I want this thing, and it's not showing up the way I want, or I have all these barriers between me and that. Just focus on the purest, cleanest desire. What do you want? And it's from there that you will see your wishes fulfilled, right? It's like once you boil it down to the essence of the desire, you clean up so much so that what you want can come in. It's pretty amazing. So just keep asking yourself why, and then start using less words to describe it, right? That's one of the ways to get to the purest, cleanest desire. Like, okay, all this other stuff aside, what is it that I want, right? And then see what comes up, because it will, and it'll be pretty instant, like once you get it there. So use less words, keep getting clear and clear and clear about what you want. I've talked a lot about releasing and various releasing exercises you can do over the last, I mean, I want to say 10 shows. So you have a lot of things to choose from in terms of how to release, but this is also a good time to do some releasing, to do some forgiveness work, anything you need to let go of. If you are looking to manifest love, definitely go through and let go of all the exes, let go of all the hurt, the pain, the rejection, all of the limitations maybe you're putting on the dating process. Same goes for money, same goes for career opportunities, same goes for even the pandemic and what you can do during this time. And just be willing to let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. Now, in saying this, I was talking to a friend of mine. and you know, she's airy-fairy, woo-woo, new age like me too. personal development, metaphysical, like whatever you want to call it. And she's really, really great with body stuff. And so she's been telling me for years, like she's a nine life path like myself. And nines tend to have like our biggest lesson, probably the only one, is being able to let go of the past and letting go of the wounds of childhood and the original family. And so she's like, yeah, Amy, I just keep releasing, releasing, releasing. So I used to assume she was releasing in the same like way I was. And so I was talking to her recently, and I was like, she's like, yeah, you know, I'll just start crying. I'm like, well, did you figure out what it was? Like, why you were crying? Did you name it? She's like, no. Okay, so here's my belief on releasing. For it to be effective, you need to name what is going on, right? Because I do think releasing is very different than feeling your feelings. Like in those moments, she's feeling her feelings. And no disrespect to her. I definitely told her, I'm like, girl, I think you need to go back and name what some of that stuff is. And if you are struggling to do that, look for some resources so you can really get a sense of what's going on there so it no longer has power over you. Right? And so really look at, am I releasing in a specific way where it creates a shift in my consciousness where I no longer need to energetically continue to return to that place, right? Because releasing is more about bringing light into your consciousness, the dark parts of your consciousness. And as you continue to bring more light in, you'll find that you are freer to welcome in that which you want, right? You have less blocks. So the best like metaphor I could give to you around releasing, it's like a clutter junky room. You're going to have to actually go through that room and not only remove everything from it. I know somebody's like, oh my God, I have to do this with my consciousness. Yeah, if there's something you really want and you haven't manifested it, yeah, you're going to have to do this. It's not nearly as complicated as you think, right? It's like a cluttered, junky room. Once you get started, it's an easy process, you know? You just keep stay in motion. You keep letting go. You keep letting go. You keep letting go. So going back to the room, every piece in that room, you're going to need to touch it, identify how it got there, and you don't have to know all the nuances of it, but you need to know enough where you can clearly identify, okay, that piece was brought in for this reason, and now I'm letting it go for my highest and greatest good. Like I'm talking about, this is the process you would do around your emotions and feelings and experiences and hurts and pains and rejections. But it's also a wonderful time to actually declutter your space. And so removing physical clutter can also create a release. I think it works best in conjunction with also doing the emotional work, the energetic work, the beliefs, clearing the thoughts, clearing the words, clearing the feelings, clearing the behaviors that don't serve you well. So, but it is a wonderful time to declutter, like literally declutter. You can do, you know, if you feel inspired, you can do the Marie Kondo method. But, I mean, her method is just what us New Agey people have been telling you to do for years. You just get rid of shit that doesn't serve you well. And you're not going to miss it. You're not going to miss it, I promise you. Yeah. Okay, other things you can do to manifest your desires during this quiet time. It doesn't have to be like quiet, but it's a slowing down. Like our planet is slowing down, and we're also, you know, dealing with a world health crisis. So it can still be a really fruitful time. So I want you to start telling yourself that, yes, there's still wonderful things that can happen during this time. I could still meet someone in a safe, respectful, responsible, loving, compassionate way. You know, you can still meet somebody and fall madly in love. You know, you could still have your best month ever. December isn't over. In your business, in your work, you could still lose some weight if that's what you're working on. You can still Manifest something you really wanted. There's still time, right? There's still time. And so let go of lack, a sense of there's not enough time, there's not enough money, there's not enough resources, there's not enough daylight, there's not enough energy, there's not enough things open. Like, let go of all of that garbage, because if you step into your divine abundance, you're going to see that whatever it is that you desire can be manifested rapidly during this time. Okay, some other practices you can do as you are enjoying this time. I love to journal, so you can journal if that resonates with you. I recognize that it doesn't always resonate with everyone. Gosh, there's so much stuff out there to read. I really take advantage of the opportunity to read everything. Read as much as you possibly can. Listen to talks. Listen to podcasts. Now, here's my caution here. If there is something that you're looking to do, be really mindful of the source of the content. You know, I think that there's a lot of stuff in internet land where they're going to tell you that this is the right way. Use what you're learning or listening to or reading as a source of judgment in your life. You still have to figure it out, right? So really just use the resources as guiding posts to help you tune into your own intuition and connect your intellect to create the life that you want that feels most right and true to you. You can do a session. You know, find a practitioner and do a session. Of course, you can do a session with me. But yes, maybe you want to do a Reiki session or something. Like, this is the time. Why not? Get a card reading. This is such a great time to have a session with someone that you vibe with. And if you're not sure who, just pray about it and say, Spirit, show me who best to book a session with. There's some things I want to work on. Let's see what else you can do during this time to manifest, to feel really great. Of course, move your body, drink lots of water, eat as clean as feels right to you, right? So really choose food that make you feel good. And there are no right or wrong foods. It's just what feels good to you. And really trust your body on that. Let's see, what else can you do during this time? What do I do? Journal, meditation, lots of affirmations, vision boarding. Oh, the $100 spend. This is a play on the Abraham Hicks. I'm actually doing a $1,000 spend where, and this is an abbreviated version of it, but essentially you have $1,000 and you have to spend it. So if you were going through, you could go in your journal line by line, and every line has to be $1,000 or equal $1,000, right? And so just keep doing that over and over and over again. It draws money to you. It opens you up to higher and higher levels of earning, higher and higher levels of having money. So that's a really fun exercise to do. Appreciation, you could go on. I used to do these back in the day. I haven't done the one in a while where I just I'd open a Word document and I do 100 things I'm grateful for and do it all in one sitting or over the course of a day. That's really impactful. And I'll say this to you, when you are in the energy of gratitude and appreciation, you are in the energy of receiving. So go to that place as often as possible, because there are things that you want and you want to have them. Is there anything else I could say you could do during that? There's so many manifesting techniques you could do. Definitely give if that inspires you. Donate money, random acts of kindness. All of it works. do something really nice for yourself, like something that you really want. Buy yourself a Christmas present, something really amazing that you feel that is in alignment with who you're going to be, right? That's how you turn that into a manifesting exercise. So think of who you want to be in 2021 and what would that version of you really, really want for Christmas, and then buy yourself that. And it can be small, right? It can be small, or it can be really big. So, yeah, bottom line that this is still a time where you can thrive. Like, you don't have to be just kind of floating along waiting for time to pass. Like, you can really be using the energy of this time to move the dial in your life. And if nothing else, do things that make you feel good, because when you feel good, you will attract more things that make you feel good. It's just the law. So I love you. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you'd like to book a session with me, information can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I do have weekend appointments by request, so there's some instructions there for how to reach out to me about that. And then, of course, next week I have some sessions. And then also consider starting the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. What better time than now to decide that you're going to go to the next level. You're going to clean up all the stuff that's getting in the way of you having what you want, and you're going to declare what you want, and you're going to move gracefully into that desire. There's nothing you can't have. Your desires are your true north. Trust that desire. Whatever it is that you want, trust it. It's meant for you. It's not a pipe dream. And don't let anything tell you can't have it, right? You know, I was talking to someone and they were like, yeah, you know, I really want to move to this area and I keep looking at all the places and they're so expensive. Well, A, let's let go of so expensive, or we can't afford it. Like, let go of that consciousness. See, this is a really great time to reprogram your consciousness. And then just keep telling yourself, it is possible, it is possible, it is possible, it is possible. And look, whatever it is that you're seeking, look for it. If it's a relationship, swipe every single day and know that you will meet the right person at the right time. And it doesn't have to take a long time. Thank you for listening to this program. Again, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. Take care of yourself.